We welcome into the show right now Brent Zwerneman. He is from the Houston Chronicle, from the San Antonio Express News, covers Texas A&M. So, Brent, you were out there at the Pro Day today. Quite a spectacle for Johnny Manziel in College Station, Texas. Give me some of your impressions.
He made it even more of a spectacle by coming out in shoulder pads and a helmet, you know, a black helmet, black jersey and shoulder pads, which in talking to all the media veterans and so forth, I don't think anyone's ever seen a guy come out in a helmet and shoulder pads and perform, because ideally they would like everything to be a perfect situation for him to show off their arm strength and accuracy and so forth.
Give us a sense of your idea of his maturity level. He's saying all the right things about being able to come in and establish his leadership, galvanize his NFL team. Are you buying that from him right now at this point?
I will say I'm buying it. 2 years ago when I first, you know, got to know him a little bit, I would say he has come leaps and bounds in that time, and I think he's really grasped the idea that he has an amazing opportunity at hand. But I do think, to his credit, I think he realizes that he's got an exceptional opportunity here, and that he knows it's going to be all about maturity as an NFL quarterback and a team leader.
In your mind, how did you see him throw it technically compared to the guy you watched play the games that he played, and what you heard, maybe the chatter on the sidelines?
Yeah, I think his showing was that Johnny had a little bit of a reputation, and Coach Kevin Sumlin here at A&M talked about it afterwards, of, you know, maybe throwing the air balls up there or throwing the balls up for grabs, you know, to Mike Evans, and he's had a couple of 6'5" receivers to throw to. So I really think Johnny did a good job today of kind of dispelling that myth that he's just a guy who's going to run around and herky-jerky and, you know, and then just throw it up there when that's his only option. I mean, he was deadly accurate today. I think what they said, the final total was 63 of 65 passes. And, of course, a lot of that credit goes to his receivers for grabbing everything. But I think really only one of those passes was low, and the other one was a drop or bobbled as the guy was going out of bounds.
But to be successful in the NFL, Brent, you've got to be able to throw the football inside that pocket and be successful at it. Have you seen enough from Manziel to say that that will equate for him in the NFL level?
You know, even if he is going against these SEC defenses, it's still such a different game, obviously, in the NFL. And if you were to point to one area that there might be some concern or maybe a question answered, it's that one. Because obviously, even today, with all his accuracy and all of those things, there weren't any big, you know, 6'5" defenders in his face either. But certainly he's aware of it, and certainly something he's working on. But whether in the long run it works out in the NFL, that's one of those big to be determined.
Brent, what kind of feedback do you get from his teammates? What kind of teammate do they think Johnny is, and how do you see that maybe playing into an NFL team's decision to draft him?
You know, they say all the right things, and, you know, our saying around here was they love him on Saturday because of what he does, you know, or what he did for the team. You did hear things about, you know, last summer and last spring, Johnny really enjoyed his free time, you know, and they had voluntary workouts that maybe he wasn't always a part of and things like that. But again, going back to what we talked about with his maturity, I think he's grown since then as well. And bottom line is, his teammates love what he did for Texas A&M in this offense the past 2 years. It's just a shame he couldn't play defense, because that's the only thing that held them back from competing for a national title, because it certainly wasn't on Johnny. And as you know, by and large, and everything you hear, and even in private conversations with his teammates, you know, they kind of love the guy he is. But one of those things also, everyone loves a winner.